Hello, everybody. Welcome to the BYU Sports Cave, a podcast brought to you by the Torn by Sports Network. It's time to slap in your earbuds and take a seat in the den.
Here's what's coming up on today's podcast, Around the Horn.
All right, folks. We're going to talk about what I believe this week. It's time for football. It's within 1 week. Are you excited, Taysom, over Tanner? I'm excited and worried, and I'll tell you why. Kaufusi and Longhi, would you take this D-line versus Utah's D-line? And in the Outside the Line segment, we're going to talk about why I believe Coach Lavelle Edwards when he says that BYU's head coach Satake is a breath of fresh air. Football. It's less than a week away. BYU and Utah fans will either be singing hallelujah or trolling each other's fan base, comparing how their win was better than the other team's win. Either way, folks, we are within 1 week, 1 week of live college football filling up every space of our 2 terabyte DVR so we can watch it over and over and analyze every single stinking play. It's here. So freaking excited. Soon enough, we'll be comparing the Holy War, but guys, we're within 1 week of having football back. All right, this week, Taysom was chosen to be the starting quarterback over Tanner Mangum. And look, I am one of the few in the vocal minority to have two things happen. One, I'm banned by Taysom Hill on Twitter. Yep. That's right, still banned. And I'm not supportive of Taysom Hill's return to BYU. It won't come as any surprise to fans of this podcast that the decision was flawed for Taysom to return. I get it that he wanted one more year for God and country. I also think that it had weakened Tanner in his ability to grow and develop, and he wouldn't be sitting in many college football programs outside of BYU. So, I agree, this is old ground. However, what has gotten me excited is Taysom beat out Tanner in a pocket quarterback system designed by one of the best college football quarterbacks ever, Ty Detmer. If this is legit, and it was a straight-up battle, and it came down to whom was the best at pitching the ball to Williams and Canada out of the backfield, as well as who could make the throws downfield, and if it was the most accurate, most precise, I know that's two words that say the same thing, but hey, you have to deal with that, and it was Taysom, well, then I'm intrigued, and I look forward to what might be this year. If Taysom stays healthy, of course. Kaufusi and Longhi. I always thought that Kyle Van Noy was the most effective was 3 years ago when Bronson Kaufusi was coming off the defensive end position. Bronson could switch and create a mismatch, and they could work like pincers and collapse the pocket on many offensive schemes. The more entertaining combo, I felt, was when they would overload a side and crash on an offensive tackle. One stunning to the inside and the other to the outside, forcing a back or someone to stay back to provide help. All chaos would ensue. Bronco then, 2 years ago, thought, hey, let's screw this up and let's make Bronson Kaufusi a linebacker. That's it. We'll make him a linebacker. I wanted to smack Howell and Bronco for letting that happen. Last year, Bronson returned to his defensive end position, and we started to see magic happen for BYU and Bronson's NFL prospects. This year, I'm actually excited to see this change. Kaufusi has a brother. He was actually recruited to play football, but chose to play some basketball. Corbin has now returned to Mecca, and moved his talents to his older brother's position. The other side of the line will now be anchored by former Utah linebacker Harvey Longy. Harvey Longy will be putting his hands in the dirt and coming off a three-point stance and returning BYU to that pincer action of 3 years past. Combining with Warner as a linebacker, Warner has the size and the speed that Kyle Van Noy did. And the three of them, in my mind, could really create some havoc this college football season. This is a position matchup that you should be paying attention to in the very first game versus Arizona. In my mind, it'll be vital that the defense be stellar while the offense gets used and implements Ty Detmer's pro-style offense. If the defense is dominant enough, we might just have a winning record by the end of the year and make it to another bowl game. If that happens, this year's a success, guys. If you think this scheme sounds an awful lot like the teams from the University of Utah, you'd be right. I loved what Kyle Whittingham said when he was asked about, are you passing adverse? He responded, no, I'm losing adverse. I hate losing. Satake was listening. The Corbin, Longy, Wonger trifecta. This is just smart defensive personnel adjustment. This is what I'll be watching when the Cougars are playing this next week. And you should too.
My Dad's podcast is sponsored by...
You know, when I started my business, a lot of people didn't believe in me. But things took off when I got a domain and built my website, all at GoDaddy. Now I can tell the doubters to stick it.
Hey, honey.
Stick it! Stick it! Stick it!
Nana.
Hi. Stick it!
Can you give your mommy a message for me?
Stick it!
Get your domain and website all in one place at GoDaddy.com.
Next on My Dad's podcast, Outside the Lines.
All right. First off, there needs to be a shout-out to a local Utah radio station, 1280 The Zone, and Vice President of Radio Programming, I think that's your title, Scotty Gerard, but Scott Gerard, at Scotty1280 on the Twitter machine, for bringing together the Legend Show that airs Fridays during the college football season. I love this show. Ron McBride and Lavelle Edwards join Scotty G and Hans Olsen, and they just talk football. They talk Utah and BYU, and they do it in a very respectful way. With McBride and Edwards, they tend to swerve from topic to topic a bit. However, if you're a football junkie like me, these guys are the Mount Rushmore of Utah college football royalty. On August 26th show, is the date of this program's airing, the group was discussing that Kalani Sitake has made a difference at BYU, and Coach Edwards stated, in a quote, Kalani is a breath of fresh air compared to what it's been at BYU. So outgoing and so willing to help. Now, folks, here's the issue. If you're a total insensitive weenie, you could be taking offense about this comment on behalf of Bronco Mendenhall. I can't count how many times sensitive BYU fans come out and defend Bronco, the Bronco years, and that if they are as sacred and we shouldn't criticize him, as he was the prophet himself. Please, fans, college football coaches are not, they're let go for worse offenses that Bronco may or may not have been doing. Coaches move on. It doesn't have to be a bad thing for a new coach to be a breath of fresh air. Coaches' messages grow stale. Coaches grow stale. Recruiting goes stale. In fact, if the new coach is not a breath of fresh air, how the heck do you think he will be able to inspire the men that he's been asked to charge to lead? What is that compelling message? Honestly, is he supposed to live in the shadow of the man who took $3 million and ran to Virginia his entire coaching career? Come on, when is he supposed to lead? Sataki, to be successful, has to win. And he has to win this year. Why not win or lose being the man that he is? And that is upfront, helpful, and gosh darn it, excited to be at BYU. Twitter is the great and spacious building for sure. You will get opinions, trolls, from every wake and walk of life. And if you can't handle it, I suppose you're doing Twitter wrong. However, if you can't handle another person's view, then don't reply. Don't follow. Just like TV, folks, just like this podcast, just like anything else, it's a market economy. Consumers drive the content. If you don't like what you're hearing, then don't listen. If you do, listen. Bottom line, this program is great. You can catch this program on 1280's live stream on their website at 1280thezone.com. All right. Great Twitter followers and friends of this podcast, Dustin Newman at Real Fans Stand and Andrew Fox at Fox_, he used to be at Fox on a Box, but left and had to come back and somebody took his name. But they're both diehard Utah fans, and they were in the Twitter news. Actually, they were on the radio. They both went out and competed for their dream job. It was a competition with ESPN 700. They debated, they were to compete against one another, against a bunch of folks, to actually who had the best debate and could articulate themselves the best on live radio. Both were finalists. However, they didn't come away with the win. If you ever thought that podcasting was easy, it is, compared to live radio. When you have to think on your feet, you don't have an edit button. You have to do research. Most importantly, you have to know. You have to know what you're talking about. You have to sound intelligent. And you have to present yourself as an authority on the subject. Or at least be able to interview somebody so you can extrapolate the data and that the listeners have something compelling to listen to. Huge kudos to these FOPs, friends of the program, for having the courage to go out and go after their dreams. Way to go, Dustin and Fox. Proud of you. Hope you do well in your future endeavors. Well, that's a wrap. Today's band of the day has been Five Finger Death Match. The featured track is called Wash It Away. You can find their music links and our show notes on our webpage at tornbysports.com. If you've liked what you've heard today, and you would like to know more about what I believe, you can always follow me on the Twitter machine at BYU Sports Cave. Or you can email me hate mail, make a song recommendation, or provide me feedback at BYUSportsCave@gmail.com. Join me next week on the BYU Sports Cave, here on the Torn by Sports Network and Blog Talk Radio. You can also find our podcast on iTunes Podcasts and Stitcher Radio.
That was wonderful.
Bravo.
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good,
though. It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
It was terrible.
Get him away.
Hey, boo.
Boo.